Hi, this is Ace Frehley, and you're listening to Podcast Rock City, the only podcast from Jandel. Don't forget your spacesuit.
What's up, everybody? Hollywood here from Podcast Rock City, and with me today we have Mr. Jody Havnot.
Hey, greetings, everybody.
And from one of my favorite podcasts out there, the I Love It Loudcast, Mr. Peter Cessary.
Hey, how you doing, everybody?
And literally one of the good guys and one of the luckiest guys on the planet right now, from the Ace Frehley Band, Mr. Phil Schaus. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you guys? Thanks for having me.
Man, glad to have you. Glad to have you. So one of the traditions we do, since we got kind of two newbies on our show here, we want to kind of get an idea of where you guys come from as a Kiss fan. So we'll start with Phil. Usually we ask favorite Kiss member, but I'm guessing we're going with Ace.
Man, that's a tough one, man. It always changes. It was Paul, then it was Gene, now it's Ace. So it always rotates.
Right. You were Paul.
not
always
Peter,
Paul,
though, sorry.
In the Christmas thing, right?
Yeah, I'm Paul, so I have the hardest work cut out for me every Christmas. So
totally.
I'm the one that has to diet and exercise all year to get ready for that fucking day.
What about a favorite Kiss album, Phil?
Favorite Kiss album? We going studio or live?
Studio.
Rock and Roll Over.
All right, sweet. And then
that's the right answer.
And Phil, how did you get into Kiss? How did you come around Kiss?
I got into Kiss kind of late. I was a sophomore in high school, and my friend Brad McWhorter was a huge fan. And this is in the early 90s when it wasn't that cool to be a Kiss fan. And he had the pinball machine. He had all that stuff. And so I asked him to make me a mixtape of just the whole career of stuff. So he made me a tape. And it led off with Deuce off of Live One, and it was pretty much it. I just got it. I really hadn't been exposed to any of it before. I knew like Rock and Roll and Ivy. That was it. And it just hit me, and everything made sense.
That's awesome.
Wow, that's cool. Were you already playing guitar at the time?
I was, and that was a big deal, too, because I was taking lessons, learning the scales, but nothing sounded quite like Eddie Van Halen. And it was frustrating. So then when I heard the Deuce guitar solo, it caught my ear, and I thought, well, that's familiar. That's what I'm learning in my lessons. So I kind of like figured it out with the scale, and I learned the solo, the first solo I ever learned, by ear. Like, didn't do tablature, like, could figure it out. And that's a huge deal when you're that age learning an instrument to have a confidence boost like that. Like, I could play along with this.
Yeah.
And so I learned the entire record, all the A stuff. And so that was a huge deal for me, too.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. And like you said, man, that early stuff's all just the basic pentatonic, the first scale you ever learn, you know what I mean?
It's great, and the way he used it, he used it in such a great way that the solos became as important as the lead vocal in those songs. Like, when you hear somebody cover those songs, you better not fuck around and jam the solo. You're going to play the right notes, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
You have to.
Absolutely.
All right, Peter, your favorite Kiss member today.
Well, it's Ace Frehley today. It was Ace Frehley in 1976, and it was Ace Frehley my entire life.
Good for you. Yeah. Favorite Kiss album, I'm assuming it's Rock and Roll Over?
Rock and Roll Over was the right answer.
All right, nice.
And how did Kiss enter your life?
Dude, I think it was fifth grade, I believe. Steve McGee, one of my buddies, brought in Kiss Alive to school, and we were sitting around the lunch table looking at the thing like, what the hell is this, and who are these dudes? And I think I immediately got home. I got on my Huffy Thunder Road with the shock absorber in the middle, rode down to Vinyl Jungle, and picked up, at that time, Rock and Roll Overhead actually just came out, and that was the first record I ever bought 600 LPs ago in, like, 76. And man, I've been hooked ever since.
That's That's cool.
Wow, that's cool. You got in early.
Oh yeah, I was in way early. I saw them on the Alive 2 tour when I was my sister's friend took me, and my mom at the last minute, the night of the show, decided she didn't really know this kid and didn't want him to take me, and I freaked out. And my brother Albert, who hated Kiss, used to tell me they didn't play their instruments, they didn't really sing, he did the super cool thing by volunteering to go with me. He got a ticket in the parking lot, and man, he rescued me that night, because if he didn't go, I wouldn't have been able to go.
Wow.
Go Albert.
Yeah, no kidding.
So let's get into the news.
Podcast Rock City News.
Man, it's an exciting time to be a Kiss fan. There is tons going on in the news. Let's start with these new costumes.
And the shitstorm that followed.
Oh my God, dude. We were talking about it a couple of months ago. No matter what Kiss does, there's a segment of the fans that are never going to be happy.
Nope.
I know. They're going to hate it. Whatever. Yeah.
I can't believe how negative some people. I saw that picture and I'm like, I feel like I'm 10 again. I mean, I love this stuff.
Yeah, I thought it looked good. Now, have you just seen the one picture, right? That's the only picture that's out there, right?
I've only seen that one photo. I can't. The boat. I think they're going to have them on the boat. They're going to be wearing them. So I can't wait. I've heard that. I don't know. But yeah, that one picture's all I've seen. I think Tommy's looks killer. It's kind of dynasty looking, but it has the mirrors in it.
Yeah, it's cool.
Well, Sonny, how many times have we talked that if I had my druthers, I'd love to see the dynasty outfits? And I'm satisfied because I think it's definitely an homage to Ace's dynasty. You got the mirrors, you got the little jewel in the middle, and that thing looks like it's probably going to light up or something.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, it does?
No. Yeah, I agree. It does. It does something. You know, it does something. Yeah.
And Gene's costume is definitely dynasty like. I'm totally digging it.
Yeah. It's kind of like those, you remember for years, like in different Kiss groups and shit, people would make their own like silver and black dynasty costumes. That's what it kind of reminds me of. And it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's like they kept the toughness of like the black and chrome, but made it like that, which I love the dynasty costumes. But
yeah,
I dig the throwback.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah.
And no capes.
Yeah, that's a plus.
It looks like Gene has something like a bat wing or something, because his right arm is raised.
Yeah, he's and it looks like there's the wings.
Yeah, he's got the wing, but nobody had a cape. Yeah, you're right.
Right.
I wish the picture of Gene was a little bit more front on, but obviously there'll be more to come. And they're teasing us with the boots, right? Because they cropped the picture.
Right.
At the
Everything is new, because Gene. I haven't seen anything. But Gene did tell us like the boots are new. The outfits, stage, everything is brand new.
Cool. So you guys think Gene will have like those like teeth coming out of like his boots, like the Dynasty ones, those weird ones?
Yeah, I have no idea. I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm sitting here staring at my 12-inch McFarlane figure of Gene in the Dynasty outfit. Man, I'd love to see something like that again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you think that because they're in like a Dynasty-esque costume, do you think they might pull a couple of like Magic Touch off on the boat or something?
Oh
damn, Magic Touch would be awesome. Have they ever? I know that Paul did that on his solo tour. Did they ever? They didn't play that ever, did they?
That One Live Kiss with Paul. It sounds phenomenal.
Oh, it does. Yeah. And then they got all kinds of news going on. So they're going to be at the SiriusXM Town Hall tomorrow.
That's
Fallon,
right.
Fallon on Tuesday night, GMA on Tuesday, iHeartRadio Icons on Tuesday. They're like hitting everybody before they get on the boat, seems like.
Yeah, dude. I mean, Kiss is everywhere, it seems like. It's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
There's so much shit going on. It feels like it did when we were kids. It's cool.
I know.
So what costumes do they wear on this stuff?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, are they going to be in the new costumes on Fallon?
I bet they will. I bet they'll debut them there.
Cool.
Wow.
It's
going to
be cool.
Wow. And then there were some pictures out there because Vinny was a chiller and he was wearing the makeup, but he wasn't wearing the Ankh makeup.
It was a cross, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the dude. I mean, again, Sonny, you know I'm Mr. Positive, but man, the lips are all crooked. I feel bad for the guy.
It did look like a bad Halloween version of Vinnie Vincent, you know?
Yeah, it didn't look great. It was weird.
But at least he can't be sued, right? because he changed it up. It's not an ankh anymore. It's just a straight cross.
Yeah, I guess not for a cross. Yeah.
Striper might come after him, but that's about it.
I heard Petra's doing them. No, I'm
It's more gold than yellow, so I think we're good.
Yeah.
40 years for Phantom of the Park, so Cobras and Fire put something out there they want to remake. So I volunteered myself to be Fat Ace, because I figured there'd be a Black Ace. I'll be Fat Ace.
I want to be one of the white werewolves. I'll be the fat white werewolf.
Yeah.
Jody, you in for Devereaux? Or?
Dude, I think I'd rather be like Chopper or something. You know, less lines, to hook up with Dirty D.
I'll be as far away as possible.
And not only all that news, but also obviously the Ace thing, which Phil's a part of, which is fucking super exciting, and because I know you guys are going to dominate.
To back, right? Ace Frehley's solo album. Phil, was there a song that was like tough to learn?
We haven't really gotten into it. Now we've been doing all the cruise set list, and there's some great shit coming for the cruise sets too.
You gonna do Dark Ride or what? Can you say?
I can't give any hints, but there's some really good stuff.
Ace said that out loud. So.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, he did.
Okay, then we're doing it.
Yeah, I think he said it on Izzy or somebody. He's done so many interviews, I forgot where I heard it at.
What did he say he was doing?
Dark Light.
OMG.
Yeah, there's some good stuff we're pulling out. So he's really excited. Ryan spoke with him today on the phone for a while, and he's really excited about it. We're rehearsing Tuesday. As far as the solo record in New Jersey, December 9th, I believe, is the date for that. I kind of know the whole thing. I'm playing bass now for the first time, so it's just kind of getting the bass parts down. But
right.
As far as tough, as far as favorite, I'm looking forward to playing I'm in Need of Love.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's one of my favorites off the tune. So yeah, that record is, I've known that top to bottom since for decades now.
Right.
It's one of those albums I've listened to over and over again.
Bill, you talked me into it. I got my ticket today, so I'm definitely.
Oh, nice! You made it. All right.
Yeah, cool. I'm driving down. And I told you I thought it was 7 hours for me. It's only 5.5, so that's very doable.
That's doable. Yeah, that's good. That's going to be really special. I can't wait to do that. I'm really excited that he went for it, and we're all in. It's going to be great.
It's awesome.
Now, Jody, Sonny, are you going?
No, we're out.
Yeah, I can't make that one. It sucks, man. I really wish I could. But, Phil, is there any like chance you guys might do a tour around a little bit with Ace? Because, man, you got to come to St. Louis so I could see this.
Yeah, I know next year we're going to be working because Spaceman just came out.
Right.
And it's been getting, like, that label has really done a good job of getting that record out there. And I think it's getting really good reviews. So, yeah, I know we're going to be working. There's some things in the works for next year. So, yeah, we'll be seeing you guys for sure.
Hell yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Are you excited to play Fractured Mirror? I don't think Ace has ever played that live.
No, I don't think he has either. So, yeah.
You guys have enough guitars to really make it.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're definitely going to be using the three guitars for that one for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So that'll be cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, still, now, like I mentioned last week, you better make certain you talk Ace into a Buffalo tour date. And you guys do it. Plan a day. I'll take you to see on Niagara Falls, and we'll also go out for original chicken wings, the birthplace of chicken wings.
There you go. Yeah, what's the Anchor Bar?
Anchor Bar, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been to the Anchor Bar. Haven't been to Niagara Falls.
All right. Well,
yeah, never been.
We need a Buffalo date.
Absolutely.
Now, Phil, how? Sometimes you guys pass the bass around, but you decided just to play the bass the whole time. Now
that was with Gene, because Gene would a couple times. We did a Beatles cover. We did You're Gonna Lose That Girl.
Yeah.
And he just wanted to sing lead. So I played bass on that one. And then sometimes he'd hand me the bass and he'd grab my guitar and do a guitar solo. And if we were just like jamming or something. And when it came time for the Ace Tour for Australia, I counted guitar players. I was like, well, we got 4 guitar players. That's not going to work. So I just kind of went for it.
Right on.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
I'm having a ball with it, so I'm really, really having a good time playing it.
Well, that's cool. So you, Ryan, and Jeremy are obviously the solid bass. Now, the drums, because between Matt, Christopher, and Brent, they got like 236 bands. So who's in? Are they going to share? Like
Matt Starr is in for the cruise.
Cool.
for sure. And as far as Expo and Future, I don't know. But I know that Matt's in for the cruise. So we've been group texting and things like that. So yeah, he's in.
Cool.
That's really cool.
I can't wait till those videos start pouring in, man. I'm so excited about this.
Yeah, we've got three. We've got three really good slots in the boat. I can't wait. They're going to be great.
Gosh, yeah, I so wish I could get on that thing. Jody, I know you don't do boats, right?
I don't fuck with the ocean at all. So, yeah. But I will see the shit on YouTube as soon as it starts pouring in. So it's exciting every fucking year. I love it. Yeah.
Somebody was saying that they have the Wi-Fi is way better this year, so they'll be able to post stuff live instead of waiting till they get ashore.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I hope so, because they always say that, and it always completely sucks. because I've tried to get on every year, and I've always never paid for it because I've heard people pay for it and are just fuming mad because it doesn't work. So I don't know. Hopefully, it'll be different. I think it's a new boat this year. I don't think I've been on this boat before, so we'll see. Fingers crossed.
Awesome. So it was very known that you guys got Gene to do deep tracks and stuff. So now you guys are going to be with Ace. I'm assuming you're going to pull out the same deep tracks. Were you guys like doing some sort of Jedi mind trick, or would you just start playing and he would start playing along, or what?
You know what? Actually, it was a little bit of both. We sometimes did the Jedi mind trick, and sometimes it's sound check. We would just start playing something, and he would join in, and he'd go, I don't have the words. And a lot of times, Jeremy would already have the words written out, and he'd go, now you have them. So here's ladies' room. We could do this one. So we did it. We both had a few times actually with him, and we would email things around like, let's try these. And then Gene got into it too, and Gene started throwing in ideas too. So. Cool. I think I was his call. Yeah. So that one went in last summer and stayed the rest of the shows. I think we did that one a lot. But yeah, he got into it too. He liked the reaction of those tunes.
Oh yeah, people go nuts for the deep shit, you know.
Hell yeah.
At an event like that.
Yeah. I can imagine Ace going, "Hey, is that one of my tunes? Whose tune is that?"
I know because we're one of the first Australian shows we did together. I know he was downstairs like not laughing, but going, oh my God, they're playing that. You know, because we played back at that point, we were doing Love Theme. We were doing, you know, those were really good sets toward on the Australia tour. And he was like, oh my God, they pulled out that tune.
That's awesome.
That's great. Phil, there's a rumor. You guys have a EP done with Michael Wagner in the can.
Me and Jeremy, my partner in the Rock and Roll Residency, we have, I think, 5 or 6 tunes done with Michael Wagner, and we're gonna go in. I think we're gonna go in and recut one, and I want to go in and do a couple covers to make it like an eight or nine song thing. And of course there's no plans to put it out. We still have to finish it, and then we're going to see what the hell we're going to do with it. But yeah, it's mostly done.
It's awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, all original. Well, besides the covers that we're going to do, obviously all original stuff.
Excellent.
Should like redo that fucking drinking whiskey, snorting cocaine that you guys fucking busted in Indy, man. It was tight.
Oh yeah. Everybody thought it was weird we played No Kiss songs.
I thought it rocked, dude.
It was funny. Everybody was like, what? Eric Singer was like, what are you guys doing? You're not playing any Kiss songs. Like, well, I think people might want to hear something different. Maybe not. I don't know.
It was cool, dude.
I don't know. We'll see. I'm glad at least you liked it, Jody. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, Pat Travers, that shit rips, dude.
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah. It's a great tune.
Yeah.
Oh, killer. Yeah, definitely.
Even the Hagar shit you guys were busting was kind of blowing my mind because the vocal range is ridiculous, you know?
Yeah, Ryan sings Hagar stuff so well. Like, all the old Montrose and all the old Hagar, he just kills.
Yeah.
That Montrose stuff is awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. So, yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to hearing you guys some original shit. Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool. You can tell our influences. And Jeremy and I split the lead vocal, but we sing together the whole time, pretty much. So we're either singing unison together, or it's like John and Paul.
Yeah,
like we'll split harmony, but then go back to unison because
that's cool.
So we just figured that was the best way for us to do a strong vocal, and it sounds really good.
Right on,
Phil.
Yeah,
what would be your two favorite Ace Frehley solos?
Oh man, probably number one is Got to Choose.
Got to Choose.
Yeah, good one.
And probably number two would be, shit. I'm trying not to say Shock Me because that one's fantastic, but I want to go something different. You know what I really like? Love Her All I Can is really good.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking hard.
Yeah, I know.
It's so fast. That's a really hard one. But yeah, I love those two. Got to Choose is just fantastic.
Yeah, those are two fine choices. I concur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My question, Phil, was like, are you guys like pushing Ace to do like deep Kiss stuff, or are you also pushing for like Comet stuff and, you know, more of his solo shit? Are you guys going to push him to do something like Insane or, you know, Into the Night? Some of these ones that were really fucking good that he never does, you know?
Man, for this cruise set list, we got them sent to us. We got a master list.
Okay.
Of songs to learn, and I'm, you know, I think we're planning on doing a couple different tunes each set, just change it up a little bit.
That's cool.
On the boat. So we just got them sent to us, and so I think Ace and PJ, his guy, his tech, and his guy PJ kind of worked through the sets, and man, we were really happy when we got the list. I'm like, all right, there's some really good shit on here.
Cool.
And awesome. There's a little bit of some everything on there. There's some Comet, there's some deep cut Kiss stuff. So yeah,
cool, dude.
Couple things from the new record. So yeah, it's a little bit of everything.
Great,
man. Those people on the boat are in for a treat, dude.
I'm really so excited. I can't wait.
So jealous.
Yeah, me too.
Hey Phil, can we agree that Jody's got the coolest voice in all of podcasting?
I'm gonna say, man, Jody's got a great radio voice for sure.
He sure does.
A good face for radio too.
All right, so let's get to the topic of the week.
Podcast Rock City, topic of the week. Yeah!
Because we were going to have Phil on, I wanted to do something just besides an interview because you're going to be doing tons of those. And, you know, you guys just, like, end up answering questions, but you don't ever get to play in some of these games that some of these podcasters play.
It's okay. So, I'll talk about myself all the time.
Oh, so yeah, but I'd rather play a game. So what we're going to do is we're going to play a Name That Song game. It's pretty easy. So basically, you'll hear – oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, I better do well on this, or the fans are going to have my ass.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. You're going to be able to pick your level of difficulty, by the way. So basically, what I'm going to do is I'll read a lyric or two in like poetry-type form, and then you just say what the song is.
Got it.
Are you going to do it like with...
Yeah.
You going to do it as Star Child? What's going on?
No, not on purpose. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
So the three of you will be playing against each other. You can either pick an easy, a medium, or a hard lyric. It's up to you. You get to choose when it's your turn. Phil will go first. Peter will go second. Jody will go third. Where I was thinking about, we always play to 16 because of Sweet 16, but who knows? If it takes forever, we might play to 3, depending. but if you get the easy one right, it's 1 point. Medium is 2. Hard is 3. I'll keep score on this side. And it's real easy, and your opponent gets to see a steal. So, Phil, if you pick an easy one, let's say you don't get it, then Peter gets a shot, then Jody gets a shot, that kind of thing. And then we'll roll through when it's Peter's turn, it's Jody, Phil. When it's Jody's turn, it's Phil, Peter. Yeah, yeah. So we'll get that going. Gotcha. So an example would be something like, you show us everything you got, you keep on dancing, and the room gets hot. And then you just say what the song is.
Okay, gotcha.
And that's so in like the easy, easy category, right?
That's the easy category, yeah. And obviously you can't use the internet for help.
Obviously. Well, that song was obviously off Carnival of Souls. I mean,
yes.
Podcast Rock City.
All right, so we will get started. Phil, you're up. Easy, medium, or difficult?
Oh, man, I wish I could pick eras instead of what level. Man, you know what? I'm just, because you guys are probably going to go hard, I guess I'll go hard too.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. Unless you guys are going to go medium, which I'll go medium.
I was going to say, if I was picking first, I'd pick easy just to kind of gauge where we're at in this.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Can I pick each question?
Each time that you
come around. Yeah.
It's okay. I can pick a level. You know, let me do a medium first.
There you go.
Okay. All right. So we will start with medium. All right. The lyric is, wishing and hoping won't get you nothing. Praying and scheming, no time for dreaming. I've got the power. This is the hour now.
Oh, geez.
So you're giving a whole damn verse.
I bet it's Sometimes. 80s. I bet it's 80s Kiss, and I don't know 80s Kiss very well at all. Oh fuck. Shit, My Way? I don't know.
That is incorrect. It is 80s Kiss, but My Way was incorrect.
Damn it.
So Peter. I'm up. I can guess, right?
Yeah.
That would be off the Kiss Animalize album. That is I've Had Enough Into the Fire.
That is correct.
Nice, Peter. Nice.
You got it.
That is so not my era.
So how many points I've do got I get all, for that?
I got all errors. One, because it was an easy. Oh, no, wait. That was a medium, so that's two.
It was a medium.
Yeah. All right, I've got all errors in here. All right, okay, so cool. Peter, you're up. Easy, okay. Medium, or difficult?
Ooh, God, that was a little tough, actually, and that was a medium. Give me another medium.
All right. Another medium. Your glory, I swear I ride for thee. Your power, I trust it rides with me.
Oh, it's off the Elder, but what freaking tune is that? Do I get half a point or 1 point for saying it's off the Elder?
No.
Okay.
He's like, no.
No.
It's a Paul tune. So, The Oath?
The Oath is correct.
Yes.
Nice.
Yep.
See, sometimes singing it helps if you can get there.
I'm gonna.
All right.
I want to see what your hardest one is. Well, not the hardest, but I'll take one in the hard category.
All right, Jody. I took a ride with a one-way ticket. I aimed my arrow at the mark and hit it. We all need to be somebody.
Oh Lord!
That totally smacks of that new Psycho Circus or something, but I don't know what song it is, so.
It's inspirational.
Yeah, I mean, I like that aspect of Kiss, but that sounds like something off Psycho Circus, and I can't call
it. You
want
to take a guess at a song off of Psycho Circus?
Pledge allegiance to the state.
That would be incorrect. Phil, any ideas?
Is it Raise Your Glasses?
Raise Your Glasses is correct.
Dude, right. Phil with the steel. Oh. Nice.
All right.
Phil.
Wow.
Now you get a chance to double up here, Phil.
That's right. Phil, it is your turn. Easy, medium, or difficult?
You know, let me stick with medium.
All right. We will stick with medium. Now look up. Well, the skies are black, and they're getting darker all the time.
Dark light.
Oh, there you go.
That's a play.
Phil's got to know that shit, dude.
He's
been studying up, man.
I just picked the next one that was on the list. All right, Peter, you're up.
Was that a medium or hard?
That was a medium.
Medium.
Gosh, I got to go. I'm going to go another medium. Give me another medium.
All right, another medium. I'm like a runaway crazy train out of control. If you try to put the brakes on, I'm still going to roll.
I got it.
Gosh, I'm like a run.
I thought I would know a lot more of these, dude.
What that's 80s Kiss. That's Gene. Give it to me again. One more time.
I'm like a runaway crazy train out of control. If you try to put the brakes on, I'm still going to roll.
I don't know.
Can I steal, or is it my turn to steal or not? Jody's turn.
It's Jody's first.
Okay.
Is it? I have no idea, but I'm going to guess no.
That is incorrect.
Fuck you.
Phil.
I just want to fuck.
That's
I just
right.
want to fuck.
Oh, damn it, Phil.
Phil kicked nice some one. Ass.
That brings right. Phil up to what, like nice. Six or eight?
He's got seven.
Seven.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. All right.
All right, Jody, you're up.
Let me have a medium this time.
All right, a medium this time. My plane's delayed, and I'm afraid
room they're going to keep... Come on.
Yeah,
I know that was those. Good. You know.
Yeah.
All right, Phil, you're up.
I'm liking the mediums. Let me stick with medium.
I'm going to stick with the mediums here. Let's see. Take it in the cellar. Let me be your fella. I'm going to teach you something new.
Tomorrow and tonight.
Oh,
tomorrow
there you go.
Yeah.
That one's great.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, it is.
Phil, Peter. You are certifiably a fan. I got to get
I got to say, man, I was nervous about this. I was very nervous about this part.
Well, you know, somebody's got to catch up to Phil. You got to give me a heart. I got to gamble, bro.
All right. A hard one.
He said he wants you to give him a hard one, Sonny.
I know.
What's going
I can't
on
go
on
that far.
Show.
I can't go that far. Yeah.
Don't use that as a sound bite.
Yeah. I'm going to clip that, and if you ever call me, Peter, that's what I'm going to hear.
All right, a hard one. Tear down the voice of reason. Let the arrows fly. Your freedom's just a state of mind.
Gosh almighty. Say it again.
Tear down the voice of reason. Let the arrows fly. Your freedom's just a state of mind.
God, why do I want to think that's off Lick It Up? Oh, God. I don't know, dude. I don't know.
Okay.
Jody, you want to give a shot?
Is it Young and Wasted?
That is incorrect.
Fuck, man.
Bill.
Better watch out, because I'm a war machine.
Dude, he is killing you guys.
Damn, Phil. I thought maybe you would be so busy that you wouldn't do so well.
I think I'm getting lucky. Beginner's luck. Beginner's luck.
Oh, I want proof that Phil didn't have these ahead of time. I want
he did not. He did not. All right, Jody.
All right. Let me try a fucking easy one. I got to get on the board here.
All right. An easy one. I just hate when the girl says, wait. I really want her by my side. Don't hesitate.
Please. That's the rapiest kiss song ever. It's Making Love.
If she says stop, baby, go.
Kind of creepy.
Hashtag me too.
All right, Phil, you're up.
All right, we'll stick. You know what? Let me try a hard one. I'll really try my luck here.
Ooh, okay.
Well, I don't like the sound of that.
Yeah. Your love is a light up ahead, so deep that we can't understand. My love crosses centuries of sand.
What?
This is a super tough one. This one's a tough one.
What's that fucking song of Gene's off of Carnival of Souls? It's a book. Oh, shit. What's it called?
You're nowhere close if that
I'm
helps.
Nowhere close. Okay, cool. Awesome. I don't think I've ever heard this song. What is it? Oh, I can't think. If you can seal it.
Yeah, Peter, you want to hear it again?
Yes, I do.
Your love is a light up ahead. So deep that we can't understand. My love crosses centuries of sand.
What in God's name?
It's the toughest one I have on this list.
I have an idea, but let's see what Peter's got.
Why do I want to think it's that crappy I finally found my way on Psycho Circus?
No, that is incorrect.
Is it Time Traveler?
It is Time Traveler.
Boom!
Whoa! I just started thinking about the sands of time thing. What else could it be? You know, I knew it wasn't 100,000 years.
Yeah.
Woo! That was a good one, Jody.
Nice one.
Jody. Yeah.
I actually only kind of heard that recently because when we do those time travel episodes, I use that when we come back from the past.
All right, Peter, you're up.
I need a three, dude. I got to get back. Give me a hard one. I got to get back in the... That's two hard ones in one night. Ba-dum, boom. Nice.
So she said.
All right. Here's another tough one. The child takes a hit, and then he starts to cry. A mother never hears her baby's last goodbye.
Childhood's End.
That is incorrect.
That's Jody. What I was thinking of.
Read it back one more time, please.
The child takes a hit, and then he starts to cry. A mother never hears her baby's last goodbye.
Oh, how morbid.
I pass. I have no fucking idea.
All right. Phil?
I've got nothing.
The one that you guys missed, the first one you all missed, The Jungle.
The Jungle.
Wow,
the
I like that song. But I
Boy, that's a depressing lyric.
Yeah, right?
We'll just get to the chorus on that one, I guess.
Jody, you're up, man.
I'll take a medium.
All right, a medium. I'm the only one, I'm the one and only, in the end, baby, you'll be lonely. I've got no time for silly goodbyes.
The one and only.
Oh, I got it.
Oh. I don't have it. What you got, Phil? You got it?
Can I hear it again, please?
I'm the one, the one and only, in the end, baby, you'll be lonely. I've got no time for silly goodbyes.
Goodbyes.
Oh man, I'm drawing a blank.
Peter?
I've got X-ray eyes.
That one's correct.
Oh nice. Man. That's it.
I'm glad you were correct with committing that way. That would suck if it was wrong. So right on. All right. Pete.
So right now the score is 6-10. Phil has 12. Peter has 6. Jody has 6.
Oh, all right. Shit.
All right. Phil is up.
I'm going to go back to medium. I learned my lesson.
Back to medium. All right. This is kind of a tougher medium. Give me measures of pleasure and pain, boiling the blood in my veins.
Oh, God. Burn, bitch, burn.
That is incorrect. Peter.
Damn it.
Danger. Danger.
That is correct.
Nice.
Damn, Peter.
Oh, man.
All right, Pete,
don't
you're up.
My creatures of the night. All right, well, so that, gosh, I got to catch up to Phil. I got to go all balls in. Give me a heart.
All right. You're wearing clothes that fit you well. Baby, you're not hard to sell.
Oh, I know the song.
You don't know it. Let me get these points.
Let me get these points off.
It's Off Hotter Than Hell. It's All the Way.
All the Way is correct.
Yeah.
Very nice. Nice.
All right, Jody.
Let me try the hard one time.
And just one time?
That's another clip, yeah.
Wow, just one time? Okay. You got my hard. Well, I got hard. No, I said I got hard. Oh, Jesus.
This episode is out of control.
You got my heart in a hangman's noose. Pull the rope and make it tight.
Ooh. Whoa.
Oh, boy. That sounds familiar. Can you say it one more time?
You got my heart in a hangman's noose. Pull the rope and make it tight.
That totally sounds like something of Hot in the Shade to me, but I can't recall what I don't know. What you got, Philly?
All right, Phil.
Oh, shit. Boomerang?
Incorrect.
I'm nothing.
Peter.
Gosh, I have no idea. Well, I know it ain't Cadillac Dreams. Trade? I don't know.
There's people listening right now, like, crashing their cars. You love me to hate you.
Oh, God, yeah. When you hear just like spoken word, like you're doing it, it's really
hard
to associate
right?
it to the.
Yeah.
If you give me a melody, I'll tell you whatever it is, no matter what it is.
Yeah.
But
it's hard. All right, Phil, you're up.
Medium again.
Medium. I'm under a physical spell. I'm a prisoner, and your love is my cell. I could sing it to you, but the key I sing it in, you still wouldn't have any idea.
Z flat, right?
Z flat, yeah.
Ah, man. Love and Chains?
Incorrect.
No.
Peter.
Okay, I'm taking a wild guess. Let's put the X in Sex.
Incorrect. Jody.
Ooh.
Prisoner of Love.
Incorrect.
No.
You make me rock hard. I'm under a physical spell.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
The love is myself. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So much easier with that melody, man.
After all of us talking about getting a hard one. We should have at least one of them got.
All right, Pete.
Give me a medium.
Okay. I'm needing some loving. I'm hot like an oven. It's so true.
Mainline.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
So.
Not all bad right. Vocals there, Peter. Sound pretty bad. Good over the old Skypes.
Jody, on you.
Take a medium.
Medium. Okay. Because I can make some time. You got your ticket. You're looking fine.
Oh.
You're staring at the band you want to land.
It's too easy. All American Man.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. All right. All right. It's on Phil.
Phil. Right,
that's a great song.
Medium again. Yeah, I love that one.
Hell yeah.
Medium again, please.
Okay. You've been holding on so tight, we're afraid to let it go. Shake it loose, because we could both use the ride.
Shake it loose, we'll use the ride. I don't want you to cry. Move on!
Incorrect.
Nope.
Oh, wait.
You went from one song to another. That was really cool, by the way.
Yeah, it was like a sweet mashup.
We could mash those two songs.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Peter.
Shandy, tonight.
Yep. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could mash those two songs. That's pretty good.
I guess you can. Oh, bummer. I had that one too. Shit.
All right, Pete.
Give me a medium.
Medium. All right, where are we at here? My leathers fit tight around me. My whip is always beside me.
Well, I know exactly what this is because when Phil and the boys played it September 21st at the Turning Stone Casino, I lost my shit. Sweet shame.
Good job, sir. Good job. All right, Jody.
Let me take another medium.
Medium. Okay. I got a call in the middle of the night. Heavy breathing never sounded quite so nice.
That's the old X and Sex, right?
That's correct.
It's always creepy because that's the part on that Unplugged video that little girl gets up and they show her singing that part of the song. It's like, why is this little girl singing the X and Sex at a convention? She couldn't have been like even a teenager yet. You know what I mean?
Maybe she was just a really, really short adult.
Maybe.
All right, so the score, we'll play to 20 here. The score, Phil is at 12, Peter's at 17, Jody's at 10.
Damn, Peter, taking over.
Peter's making a serious comeback.
Damn, yeah, he has. I got to get some action. Let me get an easy one.
All right, an easy one. Haven't you heard there's a new revolution? Got to spread the word, too much confusion.
Oh, shit. I'm drawing a blank.
All right, Peter.
Street hustler comes up to me walking down the street one day, and he looks me up and he looks me down. All hell's breaking loose.
That's even correct.
That's even the pre-chorus. Damn it! It's so weird not hearing that. Hearing it in a different context.
That's the song that supposedly Vinny's going to shred on Tuesday night, correct?
Supposedly.
Yeah.
All right, Pete. Up to you.
I'm going for the win. Give me a tour. A medium.
Okay. Street vampires in the night, young lovers and love at first sight.
Oh, man.
This is my flesh and my fantasy. For the win.
Oh, my. Can't believe I don't know this. Give it to me again.
Street vampires in the night, young lovers and love at first sight. This is my flesh and my fantasy.
Well, it's not Billy Idol. I don't know. I'm drawing a blank.
Wow, Jody.
You know I know this one. This is like the anthem of our whole show. It was fucking Naked City.
That's right.
And the one song that I kept trying to hope you guys were going to do song. With Gene, man. Why didn't you guys do it one time?
Oh, I know. That was on our list all the time.
Yeah, dude.
I was so hoping you didn't know that, Jody. I was like, come on, I can feel this one.
All right, Jody, you're up.
I'll take the medium.
All right, the medium. What do we got here? Right here. I am the incubus. Come I lay now. The egg in you.
Who doesn't know that's unholy? All right. The only Kiss song that uses the word incubus.
Incubus. You know.
All right, Phil.
Medium.
Okay. Out in the street, we had to take it. With friends around, we couldn't fake it.
Hard times.
Yeah. Hard times.
You know Phil knows that shit.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I'm back. Phil, you might have gotten canned if you didn't know that.
Yeah, right.
All right, Pete.
Give me a 2. Give me a medium.
All right, a medium. This is one of the tougher mediums.
Oh, man.
Yeah, when it sink or it swim and the temperature flies, you get your body so close and lay it on the line.
Oh, baby, I can read your mind because we're partners in crime.
For the win, partners in crime.
Nicely done. Nicely done.
Very nicely done.
You guys did great. I wouldn't have done this well.
I feel like very, very well. Sucked at it.
Yeah, I dropped some huge lobs, man.
Unlike Phil, who's parlayed this useless knowledge of song lyrics into an actual career, if I could turn this into some sort of monetary gain.
Hey, it's Paul Stanley here on Podcast Rock City.
So, Phil, since it's like almost Halloween, dude, were you ever Kiss as a kid?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Ace most years. I think I was Gene 1 year. Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome.
This year, we went out, my girlfriend and I went out last night, and we were Burt Reynolds and Sally Field from Smokey and the Bandit.
Nice. Oh,
yes. That's really cool.
Nobody knew who I was. Like, what? They knew, they didn't recognize me like as Philip. Like, I'd walk up to people and shake their hands, like good friends of mine. Like walk it up because I had the cowboy hat, a wig on, mustache, my hair up, and everything.
Yeah.
Did you have a red shirt, blue?
Oh,
jeans?
Oh yeah, red shirt, big belt buckle, jeans. You know the whole deal.
Nice.
And people just didn't know it was me. It was pretty funny.
Wow. That's awesome. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Phil, we want to thank you for joining us today.
That was a lot of fun. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, dude, I'm so glad that we got to have you on. Good luck on the Ace Tour.
Well, thank you.
We definitely want you to hang on so we can chat for a little bit after the show, but thanks for being on the show. Jody, any final words?
I would just say thanks a lot, Phil. It was cool and fun. And, dude, bring it to St. Louis. I got to see this Ace shit, man. I got to.
We want to.
Right on.
Pete, do some pimping for us.
Yeah, dude. I mean, Jody, Sonny, I can't even thank you enough for having me on. I mean, before I even wanted to do podcasting, I listen to you guys religiously. I mean, you guys are the benchmark. This has been super fun. And Phil, I can't wait to see you December 9th. What size t-shirt do you wear? I'll bring you an I Love It Loudcast shirt.
Oh, a medium, please. That'd be great. Thank you.
You got it. And so check out the I Love It Loudcast. We are on iTunes for free, obviously, Podchaser, Facebook with the same name, and at I Love It Loudcast on Twitter.
Right on.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right. So a couple of things from me. Normally on Wednesday nights at 8:30 Eastern on KGFRocks.com, me, Brent, and D-Rock, we do a radio show, PRC radio show, All Kiss. This week, due to Halloween, we're going to put it on Thursday, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of the updates that are coming from the pre-parties that are happening at the Kiss Cruise. And besides that, that's it. Another one in the books. We love Kiss podcasts and all other kinds of podcasts, and you're going to hear about some of those and our favorites right after this in 3, 2, 1. Peace.
I'm afraid I've given you all the time I can spare at the moment, my dear. You'll have to come back. Thank you, and goodbye.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. Kiss! It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growinguprock.com.
That's growinguprock.com. GROWINUPROCK.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room is a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.
Hi, I'm Bill Algie.
And I'm Dennis Talbot.
And I'm Alan Tate. And we're the Ages of Rock Podcast.
Hey, we want to thank our friends at Podcast Rock City for the shout-out. Our show has great guests and a variety of topics. We've been told our interviews feel like guys sitting in a bar, so kick back and check us out at agesofrock.com.
Woohoo!
Ladies and gentlemen, do you like metal, punk rock, hardcore, and cracking jokes about being a fan? Yes? Then check out Music the Lifeblood, the podcast that goes deep into the core of being a fan with new music from badass bands, band and genre discussions, along with in-depth interviews from some of punk, metal, and hardcore's titans. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, Tumblr, and Facebook. Something old, something new. What are you listening to?
Music, the lifeblood.
Baby, you know it's only you and me. And as far as I'm concerned, that's all I need. A generation behind. We're going nowhere, and that's just fine.
No gratitude need be voiced. Your mind speaks to us.